What's up, guys and girls? She's about ready to go to lunch. You're ready for practice. That's about it.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a designated podium guy? Does that come with?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird up here, I guess. You know, I kind of do as they say. Tom takes care of me. So, he sent me up here. So, shoot away, I guess.
What kind of impressions has Teddy and the offense made on you these first couple days? Mm-hmm. How they look?
They're playing well. Teddy's throwing the ball short, intermediate, long. He's throwing some great footballs outside the numbers. He's making it tough on us, which is good. You know, it helps everybody.
You ever seen a safety with the size that J-Ron Kurtz has?
No, definitely not the height. He's a specimen. So he's and he moves well and runs well. He's a good kid. I think we're all excited for what he can bring to the table.
Harrison, to have that kind of size of the safety, what kind of an impact does that have on an offense when you have a guy that's that big?
I think you see it across the board. You know, Emmanuel Lemur is another guy, just a big body, long guy. You know, Barr. Those type of guys, they just take up so much space, close windows down. It's harder for quarterbacks to see and things like that. So, you know, it's never a bad thing to have that length.
You guys are returning almost every defensive snap from a year ago. That kind of continuity is kind of rare in the NFL. How do you think that can help this defense?
You know, the continuity is the thing that, you know, it's not necessarily going to make plays for us, but it's going to help us, you know, kind of gel easier. We generally understand the defense. We still have a lot of work to do, but just the familiarity with one another can help us. We have to take advantage of it. There's, like I said, there's a lot of work to be done.
Does that help you guys teach the younger players the system too?
I think so. I think a lot of the young guys have a lot of trust in guys that have been here, just because they see how, you know, we follow Zim's lead. We go to work. We try to do things the way that he wants us to do them. So they kind of know. You know, we're not that we at least have an idea of what we're doing.
Is there more added to kind of what you can do on the field now that you're in your third year in the system?
We'll see. I think I have a decent grasp of the things Zim expects out of us and wants from us, and still a lot to learn from him, and just kind of hanging around him, listening to him, and trying to get things done the right way.
And Mike Zimmer says that perhaps the right safety next to you could help you get more out of your game. What do you think he means by that?
I'm not really sure because, you know, I've said this before. Zim's safeties get to have a lot of fun. We get to be all over the place. So I don't know what more he could have us do. I'm sure there's more because he's always creating new stuff. So whatever he dials up, you know, we're all in.
Harrison, you talked about the continuity. Overall, as a secondary, how high is your confidence?
I think you have to have high confidence as a – especially as a guy in the secondary, especially those corners outside playing by themselves. And then as the safeties, we want to help them. We want, you know, we want them to know that we're there for them. And there's kind of a – you just need a unity in the group that you kind of got each other's backs. And so there's a confidence not only in yourself but in the whole group.
Speaking of the corners, what have you seen from Trey Waynes and progress from the rookie year to this offseason training camp?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't want to get in like a habit of commenting on other players, but Trey's always been super talented guy, smart guy, and he's just getting better and better.
Talk about Zim's creativity. In his third year, have you seen him throw in some new wrinkles, or is he more about perfecting the kind of playbook that he's instilled from the beginning?
He's definitely about perfecting it first. You know, before you go into, you know, doing more things, he wants to make sure that we're perfect in what we do. And I think that's why you've seen us become more successful as he's been here, and we have to get more successful on top of that. So there's really no point where you're going to be just everything's great. You've got to be going against Pro Bowlers every day, so you've got to bring your A game.
What does it take to achieve perfection? Coach Eddie?
I don't think you're ever going to achieve it. I think you try to achieve it, and then you can get as close as you can get, but there's always going to be something you can do better, which is a good thing. You're always striving for something.
Is there a lot of emphasis on creating more turnovers this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, turnovers, if you win the turnover battle, you've got a pretty good chance of winning the ball game. So that's something that we've harped on, but not doing crazy things to create turnovers, not just jumping routes and play within the scheme of the defense and then try to get the ball.
There's a lot of talk about trying to improve in the two-minute defense. What do you think you guys need to do to get better there?
You know, I think it starts with the mindset, personally, of, you know, even if you're up at the end of a game or at the end of a half, if you're up, don't get complacent with that. Challenge the routes, play hard, team tackle, get off the field on third down. And, you know, sometimes if you're up a few scores, you can kind of get complacent and, you know, not care as much because you know you're going to win or things like that. But that's not really the point. It's about getting off the field every time you go out there. So I think it starts with the mindset.
How about when you're down? What's the difference there?
When you're down, I think that's when you don't have to think about that. You're scrapping and you're fighting and you're challenging everything. And, there's really no – that mindset should already have been there. Yeah.